From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. A couple of students from the Pacific Northwest were just elected by national FFA delegates to serve as 2021-22 national FFA officers. At last week's 94th National FFA Convention and Expo, Cole Berlocker, an ag education major from Washington State, was elected national president. He attends Oregon State University. And Josiah Cruikshank, a business and mechanical engineering major from Oregon, was elected Western Regional Vice President. He also attends OSU. U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai says recent interactions with China were intended to bring down the temperature of a heated trade relationship. She tells USNews.com that any potential misunderstanding between the countries could spark a giant fire that could have drastic effects on both nations and the world's economy. Tai recently spoke with Chinese Vice Premier to talk about China's failure to live up to the Phase One trade agreement reached under former President Trump. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval is welcoming the agreement to end the Section 232 tariff dispute between the United States and European Union. Duval tells AgriMarketing.com the agreement is welcome news for America's farmers who were swept up in disputes centered around steel and aluminum and saw restrictions on U.S. ag exports like orange juice, butter, cheese, pork, and many others. He says it's crucial we restore those trade relationships. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.